Chamishi, the pasuk continues, Vayomer Melech Sedoim El Avram, and the king of Sedoim said to Avram, Ten li ha-nefesh, give me the people, v'harachush kach loch, and you can take all the possessions. Melech Sedoim said, I don't need any money, but at least give me the people. And Rabban asks, why is there a hefsik? Why is there a space between Pasuk Yudzayin and Pasuk Chaf Aleph? In Pasuk Yudzayin we find that Melech Sedoim came to greet Avram after the war. But then the Pasuk is Matzik with Pasuk Yudches, Yutes, and Chaf, which is discussing Malki Tzedek giving Lechem V'yayin to Avram, and he benches Avram, and then Avram giving Malki Tzedek Meiser Mikoil. Why doesn't Pasuk Yudzayin and Pasuk Chaf Aleph come right next to each other? Melech Sedoim comes, and then Vayomer Melech Sedoim speaks to Avram. Why are they separated? And Ramban answers that Melech Sedoim really did not want to ask Avram even for the nefesh, even for the people. But after he saw how generous Avram was, and how he gave Meiser Mikoil, he gave one-tenth of everything that he had to Malki Tzedek, then he figured maybe he also can get and receive from the generosity of Avram. So only after Avram gave Meiser Mikoil to Malki Tzedek did Melech Sedoim say, Teili ha-nefesh baruchush kach loch, give me at least the people. Vayomer Avram el Melech Sedoim, and Avram said to the king of Sedoim, Hari Moisi Yodri el Hashem Kel Elyon, I am raising my hand to Hashem, the Most High God, Koine Shemayim Va'oretz, the one who owns and created the heaven and earth. I am picking my hand up in a shvua that I will not take anything from you. In Michut V'atzroich Nal, even a thread or a shoe strap I will not take from you. Vim Ekach Mikoil Asher Loch, I won't even take anything in your treasury. In order that you will not be able to say, Ani he'esharti es Avram, I was the one who made Avram wealthy. I have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'avarechecha, Hashem said, I will bench you with money. And therefore, I don't want you to say that you made me wealthy when it was Hashem who made me wealthy. And we already discussed earlier that Avram did take money and presents from Paro Melech Mitzrayim. So why over there was it different? And we answered, either one teretz was that he was in Chutz La'aretz over there. He was in Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, it was not Chal the Bracha of Va'avarecha that I will bench you with money. The whole Bracha was based on Avram being in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Avram was able to take money from Paray because it wasn't in the place where the Bracha was supposed to be Chal. The second teretz we mentioned is that Maisa Ovoi Simen La'Bonim. What Avram does now will be a simen to his children in future generations. And therefore, Avram wanted to take from Paro Melech Mitzrayim in order that the Yidden will be able to take from Paro Melech Mitzrayim when they will go out of Mitzrayim after 210 years. And the truth is, I still wonder how this answers the question. Because if you look at the history of Avram, Avram was a poor man until he went down to Mitzrayim and became very wealthy from the presence of Paray. Then the Pasuk says he was able to go back and pay up all his debts that he had on the way down to Mitzrayim. So if you look at the history of Avram, Avram was poor until he went to Mitzrayim. So even though he had the reason of Maisei Ovei Simen La'Bonim, even though he had the reason that it was in Chutz La'aretz then, but wasn't Paray still able to say, Ani Hesharti Es Avram? Why wasn't Avram worried about that statement concerning Paray? And the Pasuk continues, Avram said, Bilodai, it is far from me to take anything from you. Rak Asher Ochlu Hana'orim V'chelek Ho'anoshim Asher Holchu Iti. The only thing I will take is what? The Na'orim and the Chelek Ho'anoshim, which are referring to my servants who went to war together with me to fight against the four kings, what they took from the war, Asher Ochlu Hana'orim, the Chelek Ho'anoshim, that I will allow them to keep. Honor Eshkol Umamre, Haim Yikhu Chelkom. And also, what Honor Eshkol Umamre will take now, I will allow them to take. Because Honor Eshkol Umamre did not go to the war. They did not fight. They stayed back and watched the Kalim. They watched the gear of the people who went to war. But they are equal to the ones who went to war. And just like the ones who went to war got a chelik, they received a chelik, Honor Eshkol Mamre will also take the same chelik. According to the way Rashi learns, the words Ne'orim and Anoshim in the Pasuk are referring to the same people. They are all referring to the servants of Avram who fought in the war. And the Pasuk continues, Achar HaDevarim O'Ele, after these events. Rashi explains that when the Pasuk says Achar, it means immediately after. When the Pasuk says Acharei, it's Muflug. It means at a distant time after. So since the Pasuk says Achar HaDevarim O'Ele, it means immediately after these events. Which events? The events of the war. Immediately after the war that Avram was victorious against the four kings. And many nisim happened to him over there. Avram was worried that maybe he would be punished for killing many people during this war. And he was also worried that maybe he used up all his chusim through the miracles that happened when he won the war. So therefore, Hayadivar Hashem el Avram, the word of Hashem was to Avram b'machazeh with a vision, Lamar saying to Avram, Al tira Avram, do not be afraid Avram. Anoichi mogin loch, I will protect you from being punished because of the people that you killed. And also, you were worried that you used up your schusim. Secharcha harbe me'oid. Your reward is still very great. You did not use up your schusim by the miracles that happened during the war. Vayem Avram, and Avram said, Hashem alekim, matiteli. What are you giving me already by saying secharcha harbe me'oid? Vanoichi hoilech ariri. I am going childless, without any children. Or, according to Rashi's second shot, Ariri, in a state of destruction. Uven Meshek Basi, the one who is in charge and the manager of my household, who Damesek Eliezer, is Damesek Eliezer. Rashi says three pshatim in the word Damesek. Either it means Eliezer, who was originally from Damascus. And the Pasuk is saying, Avram said to Hashem, the one who runs my house is a guy, Eliezer from Damascus, not my son, who is Jewish. Secondly, Rashi says, Damesek Eliezer means Eliezer who chased the kings all the way to Damesek, to Damascus. Like the Pasuk says, Vayirdefu Adon, they chased the four kings until Don, Asher Mismail LeDamesek, which is north of Damesek. And Avram was saying to Hashem, look who's in charge of my house. Such a great servant who had Nisim occurring and happening to him, that he was able to chase the four kings to Damesek. If I were to have children, my children would have been even greater than Eliezer, and even greater Nisim would have happened to him. Rashi, in his third pshat, says, Damesek is a Lashon Nutrikin, an abbreviated word, which means Doile Umashke. He draws and gives to drink Mitaris Ravoi Lacherim, from the Torah of Avram to others. And Avram was saying that my servant is so great that he is able to teach my Torah. If I were to have a son, he would have been even greater and a greater Talmud Chacham than Eliezer. Vayomer Avram, and Avram said, Hein li lo nesat zera. Behold, to me you have not given children. Vehine ben Basi Yerush Oisi. And the one who is running my household, he will be the one that will inherit me. Ramban asks, what is the difference between what is said in Pasuk Gimel and what was already said in Pasuk Beis? They seem to be saying the same thing. And Ramban answers that Pasuk Beis is referring to the past. Avram was saying, I am childless, and who has been running my house? Who has been the manager over my household? Damesek Eliezer. Pasuk Gimel is referring to the future. And Avram says, if I will die now, who will inherit me? Eliezer, who was a goy, who is running my house. And the pasuk continues, V'hinei dvar Hashem elov lemar. And the word of Hashem was to Avram saying, Lo yirash chazeh. This person, Eliezer, will not inherit you. Ki im asher yetzei mimeyecho, hu yirashecho. The one who will come from you, from your stomach, he will be the one who will inherit you. You will have children who will inherit you. And Hashem took Avram outside. Why did he take him outside? Rashi says three pshatim. The first pshat is, he was inside his tent. And in order to show him the stars, he took him outside. Outside meaning outside his tent. Rashi, in his second pshat, says, He told Avram to go out, hachuta, go out from your astrological calculations that Avram won't have any children and Sarai won't have any children. But your name will be changed to Avraham and Sarai will be changed to Sarah. So therefore you have to look in a different way and look what the future holds for Avraham and for Sarah. Go out from your stagninos, go out from your astrological calculations and look at it differently. That is the pshat in Hachutza. Rashi in his third pshat says, Vayoyse oisoy Hachutza, he took him out of the world. He brought him above the stars and he told him to habet no, hashamayimo, look down at the sky. Because the lashon of habet is always somebody looking from above to below. So he told him to look at the stars. Usefar hakoychavim, and count the stars, imtuchal lispar oisam, if you are able to count them. Vayomer loy, and he said to him, koy yezaracho, like this, like the stars will be your children. Although, in the pasuk earlier, Hashem told Avram, your children will be ka'afar ha'orez, like the dust of the earth, and here he's telling him, they will be k'choychve ashamayim. Chazal tell us that bizman sha'oisim ritzoyne shel mokoy, when the Yidden will do the ritzoyne, the will of Hashem, then they will be kechoich ve'ashamayim, like the stars. But if they do not do the ritzoyne Hashem, they will be ta'afar ha'oretz, like dust which people will step on. Behemin b'Hashem, and Avram believed in Hashem concerning the promise that he will have children. Vayachsheveho loy tzedakah, and Hashem considered this emunah that he had, loy for Avram tzedakah, as a righteous deed. Hashem was happy by the fact that Avram believed him. But we see later on in the pasuk concerning the promise that the Yidden, Avram's children, will inherit Eretz Yisrael. We see that Avram asked for a sign. He said in pasuk ches, "Bamo eda ki iroshena, how will I know that I will inherit Eretz Yisrael?" Over there, he asked for a sign. But over here, by the promise of children, he did not ask for a sign. And therefore, by Achshaveho leitzedakah, Hashem considered it a righteous deed. The Mefarshim ask, why did Avram not ask for a sign concerning children, but he did ask for a sign concerning Eretz Yisrael? One teret that is given is the promise of inheriting Eretz Yisrael. Lezaracha eten es ha'oretz hazois, that was given earlier in the parasha, was before the war against the kings, before Nisim happened to Avram. And Avram was worried that maybe that promise will not exist anymore, because maybe he used up all his chusim with the war against the four kings. Therefore, Avram said, "Bamo eda ki roshena, I need an ois, I need a sign that I will know that I am still roy to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Maybe what you said earlier is not true anymore. I am not roy for it." But concerning the promise of children, it was after the war that Hashem told Avram that your children will be kichoich v'hashamayim. So Avram knew that even though he used up many schusim for the miracles that happened during the war, but still Hashem gave him a promise after that his children will be kichoich v'hashamayim. So therefore he did not need an ois on that promise. What we said until now was all based on learning the pasuk Bamo Eda Ki Iroshena, that Avram was asking for an ois on the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi brings down a second shot, that Avram was not asking for an ois, but rather he asked Bamo Eda Ki Iroshena, with what schus will the Yidden inherit Eretz Yisrael? And on that, Hashem answered, the schus will be the schus of the karbonos. And we will see further how to tie it into the pasuk, into the words of Hashem's answer. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ten li ha-nefesh. Melech Sedoim said, give me the nefesh. Hashvi sheli shehitzalta. The captives that you captured should be mine. Hachzir li hagufim levadam. Return to me just the bodies, and you can keep the possessions. Zot Rashi, hari moisi yodi. Lashon shvua. It is a language of swearing. Meirim ani es yodi lekel elyon. I am raising my hand to Hashem. Bishvua to Hashem. And Rashi is really bothered by the word harimaisi, which seems to be saying a past lashon. I did raise my hand. And Rashi says, even though it is a lashon of past, the translation is merim ani, I am raising my hand now. Where do we find other words that seem to be past but are really in the present. V'chein b'nishbati, in me I swear. It does not mean I have sworn, but nishba'ani, I am swearing. V'chein, and so we find in Parshas Chayesara, Nosati kesef hasodeh kach mimeni, I am giving the money of the field to you, Ephron. Kach mimeni, take it from me. It does not mean Nosati, I have given, but rather Noisin ani l'cho, I am giving it now. Kesef hasodeh, the money of the field, ukechehu mimeni, and take it from me. So just like Nosati and Ishbati are in the present, so is Hari Moisi. I was always bothered by the fact that Rashi brings down the Pasuk Nosati in Parshas Chayesara to prove his point, when he could have really brought down a Pasuk further on in this week's Parsha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Ches, by the Bris Ben Absorim, where over there it says, Lizaracha Nosati Esa Oretz Azois, which also means a Lashon Hoyve, a present Lashon, and not a past Lashon. And Rashi continues, Imichut V'ad Tzroich Nal, if from a thread to a shoe strap, ekav la'atzmi min ashvi, will I take for myself from what was captured? V'mekach mikol asholoch, not only won't I take anything from the war, but v'im tomer losses lischar mibeis ginzecho, maybe you'll want to give me a reward from your treasure house. Lo ekach, I won't take that either. But like Tomar, in order that you shall not say, Ani he'esharti es Avrom, Shakarish Baruch Hu yiftichani la'ashreini, Hashem promised me to make me wealthy, Shenema va'avarechecho, I will bless you with money. So therefore I don't want you to say that you made me wealthy. Biladai, right, the Pasuk says, it is far from me, I will only take asher ochlu hana'orim, Zakrashi. Avodai asher hochu iti, what my servants who went with me, what they took, they can keep. V'oid, and also Ona Eshkol Mamre will be able to take their portion. V'af al pisha avodai nichmachsu l'mechama, even though my servants were the ones who actually went to war, shenema, who va'avodo vayakem, he and his servants actually hit them, the four kings, v'one v'chaveru, and Ona Eshkol Mamre. Yashvu ala kelim, they just sat by the kelim, they watched the gear, lishmar to watch it, afilu hochi, heim yikhu chalkam, they will take an equal portion. Umimenu loma David, and from this David learned Sha'omar, because he said in Shmuel Aleph, Kechelek hayorid lemachomo, like the portion of those that actually fight the war, Ukechelek hayoshiv ala kelim, will be the same portion to the ones who watch the gear, Yachdav together, Yachloiku, they will equally divide it. Ulekach nema, and that's why the pasuk says over there, Vayehi mehayoimahu vamalo, it will be from that day and upward, Vayesimu lechoikul umishpat, it was placed as a law and an ordinance. It does not say from that day and onward, but rather v'mala and upward. Because this law was already set aside in the time of Avram. And that's why a lashon of v'mala is used instead of v'hola. And Rashi continues, achar hadavar mo'ele, after these events, kol mokem shenemar achar, whenever it uses a lashon of achar, samuch, it means immediately after these events, acharei muflud, but acharei means a distant time after these events. So achar hadavar mo'ele, in what way was it immediately after these events? Achar shenasalei neis, ze shehoreges hamalachim, immediately after these miracles occurred, that Avram killed the kings, and he was worried and said, maybe I received reward for all my tzidkis, for all my righteousness. Therefore Hashem said, Al tira Avram, do not be afraid. I will save you from punishment. You will not be punished for all those people that you killed. And this that you are worried that you might have received all your reward, you still have a lot of reward awaiting for you. And the Mefarshim ask that we see at the end of Rashi that Hashem answers Avram on two points, on the fact that he was afraid about killing all those people, and also about the fact that he used up all his schar. But if you look at the beginning of Rashi, Rashi says only one point. He only mentions the fact that he was afraid that he was mekabel schar. It does not mention the fact that he was afraid of killing people. Therefore, it is brought down in a sefer Das Yisachar that you have to change the girsa in Rashi. Rashi in the beginning says, "V'hoya doyeg min ha'oinish." Avram was afraid of punishment. V'gam hoya doyeg va'omar. And he was also afraid and said, "Shema kibalti schar akol tzidkoisai." So even Rashi in the beginning was alluding to the two fears, the fear that he killed people and the fear that he used up his chusim. And on that, Hashem answered on both of those fears. Don't worry about the people that you killed, and also don't worry that you, because you did not use up all your schar. Concerning the fact that Avram was afraid that he killed people, Maskal David says that Hashem's answer was, the people that you killed were not really roy to live, and therefore you killed people that were already dead. Since they did averis to me, and they were already mechuyev misa, it's as if you killed dead people. And that's why, don't worry about the people that you killed. And Rashi continues, Hoylech ariri. Menachem ben Tzorek pirshoi. Menachem ben Tzorek explains, Lashon yorish, it is a language of a yorish, one who inherits. The chavaloi, it is similar to the pasuk er va'oina. Heir, one who inherits, the oina, and a grandchild. Ariri means beli yorish. Ariri means without a yorish, without one who can inherit. Kasha toimar, just like we find, it says, bechol tfu osai tisharish, in all my tfuah tisharish, which means ta'akesh roshea, I will uproot its roots. Kach loshen ariri, so is loshen ariri, means chaser banim, without children. Rashi is saying there are words that I use, davar v'hifuchoi, one way and then just the opposite. Sharish means a root, tisharish means to uproot. So, too, er can mean a child, ariri means without any children. That was the pshat of Menachem. Zok Rashi v'li nira, but I believe the pshat is different. Er v'oina, the pasuk er v'oina, migzeris v'li bi er. It means v'li bi er, my heart was awake. So er va'oina does not mean a child and a yorish. Va'ariri is lashon churban. The word ariri means a lashon of destruction. V'chein aru aru, destroy, destroy. V'chein arais yisoid, the foundation is destroyed. V'chein ar'er tis ar'er, destroyed it shall be destroyed. V'chein, and also ki arza era, the cedars were destroyed. So the pasuk is saying that I am going in a state of destruction since I don't have any children. So either according to Menachem, ariri means without any children, or according to Rashi, it means in a state of destruction. Uven mesik besi, kidagumai, shekol besi nizon alpiv. My whole household is sustained through his word. Kemoi, like it says concerning Yosef, v'alpicha yishak, through your word, yishak kol ami, my whole nation will be fed. Apotropa shali, my manager is Eliezer. If I were to have a son, then my son would be the one in charge of everything that I have. Damesek Eliezer, lefia targum mi damesekoya. According to Targum, he was from Damascus. Ulufi medrash agoda, sherodaf hamalochim ad Damesek. He chased the kings until Damesek. Uve gemara shalonu, darshu nutrikin. Our gemara darshins and expounds upon the word in a abbreviated form. The word Damesek comes from Doile Umashke. He draws and gives to drink. Mitaris Rabbi Lacherim, from the Torah of his Rebbe to others. Hein Lila Nasatazera, behold, you have not given me children. Umate Elis Bechol Asher Titanli, what is the benefit of everything that you have given to me? Payoitze Oise Achutza, and Hashem took Avram outside. Lefip Shutai, Hoitzioi Meaholoi Lechutz, Liros Hakechovim. According to the simple meaning, he took him out of the tent in order to show him the stars. Ulfi midrashay, Omaloi, he said to Avram, Tzei mitzagnino shelcha, go out from your astrological calculations, Shera'isa b'mazolis, because you saw in the zodiac, She'incha osid lahamid bain, that you will not have any children. On that, I'm telling you, Avram ein loy bain, Aval Avraham yesh loy bain. Avram might not have any children, but Avraham will have. B'chein Sarai loy teled, Aval Sarah teled. Sarai might not have any children, but Sarah will have. Ani kari lachem shem acher. I will call you with a different name. V'yishtane hamazel, and your mazel will change. That's what the pshat is. Vayotze oitzei hachutza. Go out from your mazolos. Go out from your itzdagninus. Davar acher zot Rashi, hoitzioi mechaloi shel oilam. He took him out of the space of the world. Ve'egbioi lemalam in akechavim. And he raised him above the stars. Ve'zeu loshen ha'boto. And that's why the pasuk says, ha'beitno ha'shamaymo. Because the loshen of ha'boto is milmalo lemata, from on top to on bottom. And the Malbim asks, why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take Avram out of chaloi shel oilam, into outer space, to show him the stars? Why couldn't he see the stars when he was standing on earth? And he answers, because when Avram was standing on earth, he only had a partial view of the sky. He was only able to see some of the stars. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him to outer space, mechaloi shel oilam, then he was able to see all the stars of the universe. And the bracha of Kayyir Zaracha was a much greater bracha. I was thinking maybe we can answer a different teretz why it was necessary to take him out mechaloloi shel olam. Because really there is a stira in the psukim over here. The pasuk says over here, Vayotze oise achutza, Hashem took Avram outside and showed him the stars. This has a mashmois that it was nighttime, because how else will he be able to see the stars if it was not night? But if you look at the pasuk further, in Perik Tezvav, pasuk Yudbeis, the pasuk says, "Vayehi Hashemesh Lavoi," the sun was about to set. The pasuk is mashma that it was not night yet; the sun was just about to set. So, how is it possible that the earlier pasuk is referring to nighttime, and the later pasuk was saying the sun didn't set yet? So, I was thinking that maybe the pshat is that really, the pshat is like it says in Pasuk Yudbeis, the sun did not set yet; it was still daytime, and that's why the pasuk says, "Vayotze oisei achutza," that Hashem had to take Avram out of chaloloi shel oilam into outer space to show him the stars. It was still daytime. Avram was not able to see the stars during the day. Only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him outside mechaloloi shel oilam, then he was able to see the stars during the day. Zot Rashi vehemin b'Hashem, and Avram believed Hashem. Lo shoal lo oisal zois. He did not ask for a sign concerning the promise that he will have children. Avol bod al Yerushas Haaretz, concerning the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, shoal lo ois va'omer lo b'mo'eda. He did ask for a sign, and he said b'mo'eda, like it says in Pasuk Ches. Vayachsheveho lo tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu choshvo l'Avram l'schus u'l'tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered this to Avram as a merit and a righteous act, al ha'emuna shehemin boy, concerning the emuna that he believed in Hashem, that his children, that he will have children. Dava acher, another pshat in the pasuk b'mo eda, pasuk ches, b'mo eda lo shoal lo ois. He did not ask for a sign, elo omar lefonov. He said before Hashem, hoydieni be'ezes schus yiskaimu bo. Let me know, what schus will the Yidden have that they will have a lasting kiyum in Eretz Yisrael? Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'schus ha-korbonos. The merit that they have will be the merit of bringing korbonos.